worked pretty well. We never renewed it. It's, you know, like, okay, well, we're not really making that much of a savings, and my lovely wife is a, you know, she's a stay-at-home wife anyway, so why will we go to that? When, you know, she wants to know how to cook something, she can always pick up the phone and call her mom. And considering Ukrainian, guaranteed it's going to be good.
Very true, yeah. No, I just find it's convenient because the big thing is I don't have to go grocery shopping for all those little individual bits and pieces. They provide you with just about the right quantity of each one. So it's actually quite good that way, and you make the spiciness to whatever you want. And I just find it's convenient that way. And also it pushes my limits a bit on what I would try to cook. If I didn't, it would be a lot of pasta and things like that. This way, at least, I'm sort of stretching my menu as well. And, you know, there's lots of good things on there. It's just, and like you said, it's not really a savings, but it's convenience in some ways, and that's worth it to me.
Yep, sometimes convenience matters, especially, you know, if I didn't have Tina, I'd be doing that myself. You know, big proponent of Rachel Ray's 30-minute meals, kind of ideal. Because I just, by the time I'm done work, I have neither the time, the energy, nor the patience.
Exactly. And most of these are 30 minutes or less to prepare, and that's perfect. Sometimes I don't have that much patience, but 30 minutes or less, and that's just a nice length of time to be doing things and kind of get my mind away from everything else before meetings and that.
Yep, roger that. But then again, Tina says the best thing I ever made for dinner was reservations.
Yep, I understand that one.
Oh, I'm going to get you chuckling here. One of her friends was over there last night, came over to the house for a little while last night, and as we're talking, she gets a phone call, and you could just see her face turn red with fury. Picks up, calls her husband, and goes, "I hear you've been having an affair. That's it. We're done. I'm going to go move in with my sister." And out of the speaker, coffee came up my nose when I heard her reply. Rick goes, "Okay, fine. I'll see you when you get here."
Okay, I get it.
I believe that would be an oops moment.
Open mouth, remove foot, insert other foot, close again.
Up to knee.
Knee deep in... Let's not go there.
No, I don't want to go there again. I've been there a few times.
And I didn't bring my shovel with me today.
And to get there, though, you have to go up that certain creek, and when you don't have a paddle, it doesn't help.
You got it. Just give me a second here. I'm going to try to hit the Aurora net. Just be back in a few minutes. V7LZ.
Yep, V7CQE.
V7CQE. Was that bagpipes or a saxophone I could hear in the background or something else? V7LZW.
You were hearing the one and only Kenny G with the alto sax.
Thanks for answering. That was bugging me. I had to know what it was. Now I know. Thank you. 7-3.
Yep. 7-3. V7CQD.